Federal Government backbencher George Christensen's praised the approach of divisive British politician Nigel Farage, saying Australia should be looking at a new nationalist approach. Mr Farage, who's often referred to as Mr Brexit for leading the campaign to leave the European Union, is currently touring Australia. In Brisbane, he's joked about being branded a racist and a homophobe while saying there's a global political revolution taking place and Australia could be next. George Roberts reports.
The welcome is rapturous. At his other events, supporters have been abused by protesters, but at Brisbane City Hall, police are guarding the doorway. Inside, about a dozen security guards from ethnically diverse backgrounds scan the crowd for any troublemakers who might disrupt the anti-immigrant politician.
The United Nations definition of a refugee.
He praises former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott for turning back asylum seeker boats and uses the ISIS attacks on Paris to say that no asylum seekers should be allowed into Europe, doubting any are refugees.
What a refugee actually is.
We should work out what a refugee is, he says,
and not let
our compassion destroy our culture. In the echoey cavern of the City Hall, the Union Jack is projected onto the ceiling as Nigel Farage works the crowd of about 300 paying supporters. The tickets ranged from $49 for students to $89 for general admission, then into the hundreds of dollars to meet him, get backstage access, or $995 each for dinner with Mr. Farage. Still a member of the European Parliament, he tells amusing stories behind his Brexit performances and TV stunts, as well as how he ended up campaigning for Donald Trump. If Hillary Clinton's his mortal enemy, he says, he must be getting something right. Unless the mainstream political parties take note, he says, then a new political revolution and exciting new things are in store for Australia. In Queensland, where parties like One Nation and the Palmer United Party have managed to win federal seats from protest votes, the audience seemed to reflect those who've lost faith in the major parties. Outside, as council workers tear up the pavement, members of the audience discuss Mr. Farage's plans to tear apart the political establishment.
You know what? I wish he was our Prime Minister.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Nigel had some really great things to say. Didn't agree with him on everything.
Nigel was everything I hoped for and more. He hit the right notes. He said the things that we wanted to hear.
It was a big surprise. I did not agree with a lot of what he said, but I respect his right to have those opinions.
The Federal Coalition's George Christensen.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed what Nigel Farage had to say. I think that whole Brexit event is emblematic of a global shift in politics, you know, away from the left-right paradigm to, you know, a new nationalism that talks about sovereignty, particularly economic sovereignty, and I think that's what we should be looking at in this country as well.
It's Coalition backbencher George Christensen speaking there with George Roberts.